This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we invite you in the Green Room as our series on the Ann Arbor dioxane plume continues. Last week in this environmental series, we spoke with Dan Bicknell. He discussed discovering the water contamination emanating from the Gelman Sciences facility on Wagner Road in Scio Township 32 years ago. That was 1984, and he was a graduate student at the University of Michigan. Bicknell then left the area for a career dedicated to the environment. Now he's living on the east side of the state. But as WEMU's Barbara Lucas reports, he's now back to working for Action and Solutions in Ann Arbor.
At first, when Dan Bicknell discovered the dioxin contamination, his findings were doubted. He was, after all, only a college student. Now he's had 32 years of work in the field.
I was the US EPA environmental risk assessor for Region 5, as well as the General Motors environmental risk assessor for about 10 years.
Bicknell is not happy that the goal for the Ann Arbor plume is to contain it rather than clean it up. Here's Bob Wagner of the DEQ at a Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners meeting.
Know that cleanup suggests to the public that it's going to get cleaned up. Spilled milk, it gets wiped up, it's cleaned up.
But Wagner says that since 1995, Michigan law allows a polluter to leave pollution in place and not clean it up, so long as people aren't exposed to harmful levels.
And that is what current law provides for.
And that's what the court ruled in the Gelman case. But the DEQ has proposed that the state lower the amount of dioxin that's legally permissible for contact. I asked Mitch Adelman of the DEQ if we'll see major change once the more protective criteria is approved.
Well, I guess that depends on your definition of change.
He asks if more monitoring wells is what I have in mind.
No, I'm talking about actually extracting the dioxin and getting rid of it to a lower level, really aggressively trying to clean up the plume.
I guess I'm not going to speculate on what the time frame is for that outcome. I'm not even sure that that's a realistic outcome, to tell you the truth.
Bicknell won't accept a lesser outcome and is sounding the call. Last spring, he alerted the Pate family off of Wagner Road that their well's double-digit dioxin levels might indeed be a health issue. He's concerned about multiple pathways of exposure, not just drinking and bathing.
Unfortunately, with the Pate family, where they had to have a vaporizer, and they used the vaporizer in the baby's room because they were having trouble breathing. Well, the dioxin vapors went into the air, and that was another pathway to the child.
Vapor intrusion in basements is another exposure route he's concerned about.
It's very similar to radon. You know how radon gets built up in basements because basements have cracks and stuff like that. It's the same sort of thing. But in this case, you've got the groundwater in near contact or in contact with the basement, and the fumes, if you will, the volatilization, go into the building. And then that's of concern. And as you know, the state's proposed rule is 29 parts per billion, and it's highly likely that those levels will be exceeded as the dioxin plume moves through the city of Ann Arbor.
Although doubts exist it's warranted, Bicknell is certain Ann Arbor needs federal help. He's urging the city and county to apply to have the Gelman plume named to the EPA's National Priorities List of Hazardous Waste Sites. What would that entail?
If we sign a petition and send it into US EPA, the process is that they look at the information which exists today and create a hazardous ranking score.
He feels sure it would rank high.
Then there's a 30-day public comment period where the public will say, yes, we do, or no, we don't want this to be a US EPA federal Superfund site.
If it passes that test after about 3 months,
they will prepare an administrative order that would be sent over to Gelman Paul saying, you need to do these following things.
If Gelman refuses to follow the order, Bicknell is confident the U.S. EPA will do the work for them and sue for compensation. He acknowledges going Superfund won't achieve miracles, but feels something has got to change. Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU News.
The Green Room is a presentation of the WEMU News Department. To hear the first 11 installments of the Green Room series on the Ann Arbor 1-4 dioxane plume, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.